This is the Ethanol Report, the first for 2011, taking a look at what Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen sees for the year ahead in ethanol. We did see 2010 end on a positive note, with the ethanol tax incentive extended for another year. And with a new Congress headed to Washington, Bob, what do you see ahead for ethanol policy on the federal level in the coming year?
The way the 2010 finished up, it tees up a very important debate that I believe will continue throughout all of 2011, and that is, what is our fuel policy going to be? The extension was only for a year, and I don't think we want to be faced with a situation next December where we're trying to get another short-term extension. We need to get the Congress finally to focus on how we want to incentivize all energy sources. I hope this is not a unilateral conversation about the corn ethanol tax incentive. Do we like it? Do we not like it? I hope that the Congress is prepared to address how we continue to subsidize petroleum, what we need to do in order to commercialize cellulosic technologies and other advanced biofuels, how we can continue to assure growth in the existing market demand for renewable fuels. That's going to take a real commitment on the part of the Congress to truly delve into these issues. But I believe we are teed up to have that kind of a debate, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, legislation's one issue, but regulation is another thing altogether, and the ethanol industry continues to wait on the Environmental Protection Agency to finalize its partial approval of 15% ethanol blends for some vehicles. The approval of E15 for 2007 newer vehicles was announced in October, but there's still a lot of work to be done there, right, Bob?
Well, that was certainly a step in the right direction, the fact that EPA is recognizing that we ought to allow consumers to blend more than just 10% ethanol, albeit just for 2007 and newer vehicles initially, and hopefully soon 2001 and newer vehicles. But we still are somewhat frustrated with EPA that they have not recognized that all consumers utilizing any vehicle that is on the road ought to have that same flexibility, that there's really no data suggesting that there's a problem with an older vehicle that these newer vehicles don't have. And so we hope that in 2011, EPA continues to evaluate all of the science and ultimately does approve the use of E15 for all vehicles. There's still an awful lot of work that needs to be done. As a matter of fact, as we're talking, we're working on comments that we will file with EPA on its labeling program, and we hope that the label that EPA ultimately adopts isn't one that is just intended to scare consumers, but informs them of what the fuel is and make sure that there's no misfueling that occurs as a result of the way that EPA has bifurcated the use of E15 for just 2007 and newer vehicles. But then there are still an awful lot of things that have to come together before E15 is available commercially.
What about California? We've got a challenge to California's low carbon fuel standard. What's going on as far as that's concerned?
Well, the court will hear the arguments that we've made against California's implementation of its low carbon fuel standard on February 22nd, I believe is the court date. We feel very confident that the court will agree with us that California is implementing this program in a way that is not constitutional. The state of California cannot tell producers in Iowa how to produce its ethanol, and that's essentially what the regulation does. That'll be a very critical issue to continue to watch throughout 2011. It'll also be interesting to watch, I think, how the cellulosic industry continues to grow and evolve. And the low-carbon fuel standard is going to be critical to that, and having one that is successfully implemented, that creates the market opportunities for cellulosic ethanol without creating these artificial barriers and unlevel playing field is going to be critical to that industry's development.
And one of the things we're also looking forward to is the National Ethanol Conference coming up in February in Phoenix, and that is the 16th annual conference. And what are we going to be hoping to see at that conference, Bob?
Well, I think we're going to once again have record attendance. We'll have a great panel of speakers. We're going to hear some of the political side of the equation from none other than James Carville and Mary Matlin, the pair from either side of the aisle, which will be a little bit different this year. We're also going to have a very frank discussion about future tax policy. You know, there's been a great deal of discussion throughout much of 2010 from some that have suggested we don't need the tax incentive any longer, and it's all about market access. Well, let's have a real conversation about that, because it might be it's more than just about market access. It's also ultimately about market economics. And we're going to be looking at that conference at what the future for oil prices is going to be, what the future for grain prices is going to be, and hopefully we're going to have a broad discussion among everybody in the industry as to what the future policy direction for the industry needs to be.
All right, thank you very much. That's Bob Dineen, CEO and President of the Renewable Fuels Association. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.